I'll be talking about one of the types of research that we do at a small community health center, and I'll give you some more basis about that. I'm also on the faculty at Boston University School of Public Health in health policy and management, specializing in issues related to integrative care. So what I'm talking about today is a project that is currently in its sixth year, and I'll give you the first 5 years of analysis that we've been able to do with it. And I want to thank a colleague who is not here today, Jaskira Kaley, who at the time she was completing her master's in public health, she worked on some of these data sets with us. So I have no relationships to disclose. I'll talk a bit about Pathways to Wellness. It's a nonprofit community health network that specializes in acupuncture, Chinese medicine, and shiatsu therapy. About 25 years ago, Pathways to Wellness got its start as something called the AIDS Care Project. And at that point, the folks who were staffing through doing acupuncture and providing Chinese herbal medicine were all volunteers. Somewhere about 4 or 5 years after that initial opening, we were able to get both federal funding and local funding through our Department of Public Health in Massachusetts, the AIDS Bureau. We still, almost 25 years later, still give acupuncture care free for people living with HIV and AIDS. But since the year 2000, we've been able to expand. We now have free clinics for military veterans, and we do a number of different types of research endeavors, including clinical trials, observational assessments, and the kind of economic evaluations that I'll be talking about today. So our care is free or low cost based on people's income. We have many community partnerships, and I think these are what we have to thank for the fact that we've been able to withstand the economic challenges of the last number of years. We're linked with a number of hospitals in the area, we're linked with other community health centers, as well as other community groups, so that we have both educational and healthcare services that are available. For the last 6 years, we have been located in a community health center that primarily works with some of Boston's Hispanic Latino population. The South End Community Health Center is kind of our overarching home right now, and we're actually in discussion about potentially merging with them, which is quite exciting. We're all committed to public health and making these resources available. So when we first came into this new home of ours, there was an interest in a managed care group to actually look at some outcomes with acupuncture and to look at clinical changes that might be associated with it, satisfaction with care, and of course, the ever-important question, will it save money? So each year of this project, we've been convinced this is our last year. So we've got to, you know, do as well as we can and show that it's being effective. So now we're in year six. We, at this point, we've treated about 550 people who've come through. And the results that we're sharing today are from the first 5 years. Now, this collection of symptoms, pain, headache, migraine, carpal tunnel syndrome, menstrual or menopausal difficulties, did not originate with our acupuncture folks. They originated with the managed care group. Our clinic has about 20 acupuncturists who work. Not all of them work full time. We have 3 herbal medicine practitioners, and we have 4 bodywork and shiatsu providers. The program that I'm talking about right now is very specific to acupuncture. So through the community health center, a patient who is a member of this managed care group gets referred for up to 20 acupuncture sessions at no cost to them out of pocket. So it's the managed care group that is actually funding it. And it's a strange collection. You know, as a researcher, I wouldn't put these conditions together necessarily, or I wouldn't think, oh, we should go there. We are trying so hard to get our managed care partners to extend what the work that we're doing to include diabetes and arthritis, which are both highly prevalent in the population that we see, and that has not quite happened yet per se, but we're getting closer to it. So in this particular program, a member of the managed care group who has a physician affiliated with South End Community Health Center who has one of these particular types of health conditions can be referred for acupuncture. All the materials that we have in terms of intake materials at each session for the treatments and to get feedback from the clients at the end of the 15 to 20 sessions that they have are bilingual in English and Spanish. And we also have bilingual practitioners so that we're able to make sure that communication proceeds most expeditiously. The kinds of outcomes that we have been analyzing at Pathways, clinical outcomes and the satisfaction with care. The managed care group is the one who has been collecting all the data related to fiscal uses. So in addition to whatever kinds of acupuncture treatment, seeing the primary care physician, the managed care group is able to get that financial data related to other utilization, emergency room use, consulting with higher priced specialists and medication. So all of the financial data comes from the managed care group, whereas we've been able to control these other much more patient-centered evaluations. So the symptom-specific treatment sheets that we get information at intake and then throughout the course of treatment include clinical parameters, activities of daily living, medication use, and quality of life. And for each of those conditions, you know, whether it's pain, headache, menstrual difficulties, menopausal difficulties, or carpal tunnel syndrome, we used validated instruments so that our questions would be important and understandable by other researchers. And the challenge was to make them compact enough so that both the clients as well as the providers could ask these questions in a timely way and we'd get reasonable answers. So hopefully we've done that. And then there's a two-page questionnaire that's provided to the clients at the end of their treatment episodes. So usually at 15 treatments, we give these to folks and we get their input on it. Results from today are on 488 individuals who came in for treatment over the first 5 years of the project. And unfortunately, missing data in CAM, just like everywhere else, missing data is a bugaboo for us. We try our best to get this information and sometimes we don't. What has been very heartening for us to see with the project is that over 60% of the individuals who have been involved in it are from what is so-called ethnic minorities. And so that has been very gratifying and is another indication of who uses these kinds of treatments. It's not just certain individuals who may be in the suburbs, who may be more well-educated, who have out-of-pocket resources, but we're also looking at a much broader range of folks. Average age, roughly about 39 years of age, 78%, similar to what Dr. Shah was saying earlier, female. Reason for referral, pain definitely wins the Herculean reason there. Almost three-quarters of these individuals are referred for physical musculoskeletal pain. About 16% for headache, 2% for carpal tunnel, 2% for menopausal, and 6% for menstrual difficulties. So for the pain, for the clinical pain outcomes, because of time constraints, I'm just presenting a few. But if any of you are interested, I would be happy to send you an entire file and pages of analysis of all of this. In terms of clinical pain reduction, the most severe level of pain was reduced by almost 2 points on a scale that goes from 0 to 10. This is self-reported data. And that decrease is highly statistically significant and also clinically so important because we're seeing people really being able to function and feel much better. We've also really developed an appreciation for all the different ways of categorizing and understanding pain. So there's the most severe level, there's the average level. Again, almost 2 point reduction in the average level of pain that people have to live with. Duration of painful episodes decreased. And then a number of aspects of activities of daily living. People are able to walk, sleep, do their normal work, whether that's inside or outside their household. Their mood, their enjoyment of life also changes very significantly in the right direction. You know, as a researcher, I really try to let data show us what it's going to show us. You know, I don't want to be a cheerleader for acupuncture in certain ways. I want it to show what it can do on its own. So I make it work hard. I'm very conservative in the analyses and how I interpret things. And even with that great level of conservatism, we see some great changes. In terms of quality of life, as measured by the SF1, which probably a number of you use in your research or clinical work as well, we didn't see a statistically significant improvement, but we saw a clinically important improvement. And so that, to us, is something that's very good. So the clients really tell us, I can do more things, I can get more enjoyment out of my life. For headache as well, so for headache here we've got 79 people who were able to have complete data. And so again, most severe headache level decreases, very highly statistically significant change. The average level of headache decreases as well. Here quality of life improves both statistically and clinically, we really like that. And then in terms of headache-related symptoms, you know, you think about constellations of symptoms or symptom clusters. Things like vision, muscle weakness, fatigue, dizziness, sleep, or irritability also improve throughout the course of all this. So we're, you know, very gratified to see these kinds of changes. For women referred for menstrual problems. There were 27 in that group. So we didn't do lots of statistical comparisons. We tried to really focus on some of the important relevant symptoms. So insomnia, menstrual cramps, fluid retention, body stiffness, all of these parameters showed important and statistically significant reduction throughout the course of treatment. On average, again, these members were getting about 15 treatments, and that ranges from 2 to 3 treatments up to, there are some people who've been able to get extensions, but most these data really are looking at that first 20 treatment allocation. For menstrual symptoms and carpal tunnel syndromes, because the numbers are so much smaller, I didn't do any statistical comparisons, but I did try to show that in a number of parameters, sleep, fatigue, hot flashes, anxiety, and sweats, there were clinically important reductions in all of those symptoms, and also improvement in women's ability to concentrate, their memory, joint pain, and feeling faint or dizzy. Hopefully, you know, in another several months when we're looking at the 6-year data, we may have more numbers here so that we can actually do some statistical comparisons. And then in carpal tunnel syndrome, again, for a small number, 11 people who were referred for this condition, who actually went through more than one treatment, again, important clinical reduction in pain at night, tingling sensations, ability to grasp, hold a book, do their chores, and some of the other issues related to daytime pain, write better, open jars, carry bags. So all of these aspects of activities of daily living that are so important, we've been able to show some changes in the right direction. In terms of satisfaction with care, We've, over the 5 years, got 266 completed questionnaires related to that. High level, 100% trust and confidence in acupuncturists, 99% of the patients felt they were getting answers they could understand, whether that was in English or Spanish, and 94% actually said they would refer family or friends. So all this has been very, very important to us, because in the health center context where we function, it is a very family-centered focus. And so to bring in your friends, to bring in your family, really is a high level of trust indicated. And then to look at the cost savings. Now, I want to stress, these are preliminary. From the managed care group, from between year 1 to 2, there was an average savings of about $40 per member per month on those patients from the somewhere between the first to second year who were getting acupuncture. I don't know completely how the managed care company did their analyses to come up with that $40 per member per month, but part of what they shared with us was that they looked at the same costs before 6 months acupuncture and after 6 months for those particular members. And again, significant reductions in terms of use of the emergency room, use of higher priced specialists for medical reasons, and less need to go on more costly medications, namely some kind of pain medication or narcotics. So all of this was in the right direction. And the story about economics that I really like the best is that after that first year, the Managed Care Corporation said, you know, every one of our members who was enrolled in this program became a member again of our managed care group. So just like in anything else, competition is an issue. And when consumers have the option of looking at a few different managed care groups, it's very important in terms of how their decisions go. And personally, I think the managed care group is so delighted to have members happy that, you know, we haven't seen any of their financial data since the second year that we did this, but they keep funding it. So something is going right. I don't know exactly what that is. I haven't been able to actually get inside their heads to know what it is, but we are very, very thrilled about it. So, to wrap this up, preliminary results suggest acupuncture can be effective, acceptable, especially for pain and headache, where we've been able to get larger numbers and more robust statistical indications. Cost savings may be associated with this form of treatment. Drug-free approach, can't say enough about that. It's desirable by patients and providers. We don't have to worry about additional medication side effects or cross-reactions. So acupuncture is definitely something that is a good option to offer people. I want to thank my colleagues at South End Community Health Center as well as Pathways, because we wouldn't have been able to do this without them. All of the clients who shared, you know, this very important parts of their lives and working with us and giving us information. And then our managed care partners who continue to fund this through 6 years so far. And I thank you for your attention.